Déjame llorar, Ricardo Montaner. Son las 6.
The big question, will Stern's outrageous foul-mouth humor work in Southern California? At present, there are no morning shows in Los Angeles or San Diego that are anywhere near as raw as Stern's. Conventional wisdom says the Southland's more conservative tastes may not accept his crass New York humor.
Have these people heard us who are writing these articles?
No, they don't. They don't have any
They've
idea.
They've just gone on reputation.
Well, it says here, his major LA competition, Mark and Brian show, will suffer a worse beating than Rodney King. You know, that's my quote. And then it says, charming, isn't he? Like, you know, I think that's a pretty funny quote.
You know, they don't have our sense of humor, I guess.
Well, that's what it says here. Mark and Brian responded, you know, in gentlemanly fashion, you know, that kind of thing. They didn't write that, but Mark and Brian responded in a national radio trade magazine by saying, L.A. is a big city. There's plenty of room for everyone. We'll do our thing and he'll do his. There's no room for everyone. It's a limited audience. My prediction is that Stern is destined to flop anywhere west of the Rockies. This is the reporter. After all, New York City radio superstar Scott Shannon tried and failed to get an audience at pirate radio.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah, sorry. It just isn't the same thing. Scott Shannon's an idiot loser. Nobody ever listened to him to hear what he had to say. It was the music he played. I mean, let's get with it. If you're going to write about radio, learn something about radio. Why don't you investigate the medium you write for, you dope? Stupid. It'd be great to call somebody stupid. Just equalizes them. Stupid. Imbecilio. Don't you like being on in L.A.?
Just wait till the people in our friends, our peers.
What do I do with it? Hold on. Some guy named Ray Bream, who's a host on KABC. Los Angeles, the talk station. Vulgarity has reached a new low. I think he's going to bomb beautifully out here. At least I hope he does. I'm sure he'll find the Los Angeles market is more sophisticated than New York. Okay. Another radio guy.
Because he's out there, it's more sophisticated.
Here's a guy named Bill Moron, who was a former host of KFI, whatever that is. It says, I'm not making a joke, it's Bill Moron.
I thought you said that just as a joke.
No, Bill Moron is the guy's name. Bill, M-O-R-A-N, Moron. I don't even know what he said. Oh, I don't know, man. Moran. All right, Moran. Los Angeles is a very peculiar city. And for people to make it here, oh, listen to this. They have to understand the makeup of the place. Right.
It's ex-New York.
Yeah. And let's be honest. The two idiots who are number one there in that town are not...
What do they understand?
They've only been there a couple of years, and they're from Mobile, Alabama, doing my material.
What, are we stupid? All these other guys come out there and understand.
Yeah. Bill Moron went out there, and everyone understood him, because he understands the market. We're too stupid to understand Los Angeles. Los Angeles is very complicated.
These other guys are geniuses, I suppose.
Yeah. People running around in Catwoman uniforms trying to get work, and it's really difficult to understand the town. Yeah, we all know there's like a lot of Puerto Rican or what do they call Chicanos?
Is that a good term? I don't know what these people want to be called.
Who cares what they want to be called? We don't want them as listeners anyway. They don't have any money, do they?
Some of them might.
Well, the ones that have money we want. We want anybody who's got money. Los Angeles is a very peculiar city. And for people to make it here, they have to understand the makeup of the place. Howard Stern will do for Los Angeles what Scott Shannon did, which is absolutely nothing. Oh, we'll see about that. I don't think the morning people here have anything to worry about. Bill Moran. This guy is Bill Earle, radio historian and author. Radio historian. There's this big calling
now,
for that.
What's that?
I think it's a misuse of broadcast time to program a New York show that's tape delayed during morning drive, the most important time of day for a radio station. A misuse.
We'll slap our hand.
As for Howard Stern talking about his private anatomy, it's offensive to me. It's better when disc jockeys leave things unsaid. Well, that's what they should be paid. Most disc jockeys are paid to leave things unsaid, like anything somewhat intelligent. Disc jockeys are paid to just announce records.
Yeah. Tell you who that was and who this is.
For a radio historian to call me a disc jockey, I think is a little... if he's a historian, you mean you never heard of me? Some historian. Now listen to this guy, Norman Epstein.
Where did they find these people? Do these people work in radio?
He works at two radio stations. KZLA and KLAC. Okay?
Okay.
Howard Stern is a legend in New York, and young people there really like him. That's the popular thing to say, the young people. Meanwhile, we have the number one 25 to 54-year-old audience. Okay.
They like to ignore that.
Yeah. I think he'll get some reaction initially, but I don't remember the last person from New York on syndication that did well here. Now, how many people have tried this? I don't think any. I wish him luck. There are 80 signals in this market, and he's just another voice in the wind. I wish him luck. I think the luck was sarcastic. Norman Epstein. Wasn't he on Welcome Back, Carter? Tom Lakis. Sometimes I think he's hysterical, and I support his right to go on the air and do whatever he wants. I think this is another guy who rips me off. It's another guy who just suddenly found balls in radio after I went out and, you know, fought the FCC. My radio station spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal bills. He suddenly now has balls. So where was he his whole career? He was sitting in an announcer, me and an announcer, saying nothing. Tom Lakis.
Waiting for the coast to be clear.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's see how this Howard does, and then maybe I'll get a set of balls, too. Another guy. Another jerk. Sometimes I think he's hysterical, and I support his right to go on the air and do whatever he wants, but sometimes he's just plain boring. I mean, you haven't lived until you've sat through 4 hours of Howard whining about why his TV show isn't getting good ratings. What have you done, Tom, in your career? All these bitter radio guys who've done nothing or going nowhere, who make $0. Why don't you just shut your mouth, you imbecile? You kiss my feet for making a career for you. You kiss my feet. These are feet that you need to lick with your tongue and wash. That's what you need to do. That's what your tongue is good for. Not for spewing about my whining. If it wasn't for my whining, you wouldn't be doing anything. KFI would be playing music. You jackass. You're a jackass. I have zero respect for you. When it comes to radio, I'm your god. You bow to me. And Robin. Sorry, Robin.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
You bow to me, pea brain.
They bow to you, they bow to me.
You never had any balls. Now you have balls. Suddenly you have an opinion on everything. Where were you? Where were you 10 years ago? Saying nothing, doing nothing. You kiss my feet for changing the radio industry and giving you a career. You nobody. Mr. Los Angeles. You bow to me. You bow to Robin. Hey, here's the worst shot. You bow to Fred. Ooh. Shorty-do.